Now, Dave, I've got this one here, which I like, because I've actually felt this myself. Tara Elliott says, can you feel lightning striking a house? I was woken up last night by a loud sound of thunder, and I swear I felt the house shake. We live on the third floor of a condo complex with a courtyard at the back. Is it possible to feel lightning hitting the house?
Well, lightning is basically a huge spark. You get about 100,000 amps of current flowing down through the air. This gives out about 1,000 trillion watts for about 30 millionths of a second. So that's the total amount of energy released. It's about 30 megajoules of energy. So that's about the same amount as about the order of a 30-kilogram bomb.
Depends what the bomb is made of, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of order of magnitude. But quite a lot of that's going to be a long way up into the sky. So let's say, that energy is about equivalent of about a kilogram of TNT going off near your house. Most of that energy goes into heating up air. The air gets very, very hot when hot air expands, so that creates a shockwave of air pushing outwards, and that's what you hear as the thunder. If that happens very, very close to you, then you will actually get quite a large overpressure, like a bomb going off. And if a bomb can shake your house, then a lightning strike should be able to.
I did some back-of-the-envelope calculations. I think you get 120,000 pieces of toast you could make with the energy in one lightning bolt, assuming you could turn all of it into toast, obviously. So that's really quite a lot, isn't it?
For the time period, certainly, yeah.